Welcome to the George Wilder Jr. Show, broadcasting live from Chicago. Hi everybody, this is George of the George Wilder Jr. Show. I just have some things I want to say to my audience, and positive things. I want to try to keep my audience positive, upbeat, and try to make this show a fun.
Working man in internet radio is my father, George Wilder Jr., and here he is.
Hey, I want to say congratulations to the Chicago Blackhawks. They are champions once again. This is their third championship in 6 years. They're calling themselves a dynasty now. You know what this reminds me of? This reminds me of all of those Bulls championships back in the 90s. This one from Michael Jordan to, I don't know, Patrick Kane or something. You know, and I'm excited about it. I'm excited about it. I mean, they had some kind of more than for the Chicago Cubs. But however, if you think of the Cubs on a roll, they're on winning streak. The White Sox that are down in the gutter right now. But anyway, congratulations to the White, not the White Sox, congratulations to the Blackhawks, if I can get this right. Congratulations to the Blackhawks on their third win in 6 years of winning the Stanley Cup. It's got to be awesome. The sad thing is I'm hearing that some of the Blackhawks will not be back next year. We know why they're not coming back, because management, ownership, they don't want to pay them. You know, this happens all the time. Whenever a great team, wins the championship of the world, any kind of championship, the next thing, they got to restructure, rebuild. Why restructure? Why rebuild? Keep the same players. It's money. Anyway, this is George Wilder Jr. broadcasting live from Chicago, Illinois. I'm near the lake. It's a beautiful city. It's a beautiful town. And it's 76 degrees outside. My clock has 6:03. I'm pretty sure it might be a little different where you are. But, hey, everything is fine. Everything is great. Everything is good. And I want to say one more time, congratulations to the Chicago Blackhawks. I mean, at least this city is known for its sports team and not for the constant crime that happens on a regular basis in this town. We want to be known as Chicago, not Chirac. And like I've written here, I don't like the name Chirac. And I'm talking, when I talk Iraq, I'm talking to directly to the director, who seem to love the name, you know. But anyway, it's great in Chicago. I'm glad to be here. I'm glad you're out there. If you're not able to listen, always archive I will download the show for later. It's always something informative here that we're going to talk about. And I don't have a guest today, so I'm the guest. So I have down here on the screen, no guest today. But there is a guest. I'm the guest. Okay. So, but I will have a guest tomorrow, and I will have a guest on Saturday. So tune in for that. Be with me for that. And that should be interesting, as always. And it should be fun, as always. Because I think this is a fun show. It's a serious show, but it's a fun show. We do laugh a little bit to break the monotony. And it's a great time. It's a great day. And I'm in my studio, as always, looking out of the window. The window's partially open because, you know, like I said, it's 76 degrees. It's a little humid around here. And if you think about it, it's technically it's still spring. But for the last few days, it felt like summer, okay? So that's okay. That's fine with me. That's okay with me. We were out exercising this morning, and it felt good. It was great. It was wonderful. And, you know, I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready to do this show. Okay. Governor Round is destroying the state of Illinois. Okay. I'm going to get to that a little later on in the show. But I wanted to say something about the Blackhawks, and I want to say something about, you know, talk about the weather a little bit. And I hope the weather is fine where you are, and I hope everything is going well and everything. Talk about something that's in the news. We're talking about this church in, I believe it's Charleston, North Carolina, where this young white guy walked in and just blew a lot of people away in a church. And that's the news. That's the opening. That's what most news outlets are starting off with. That's the top story of the day. So I knew I had to mention something about it because that's the top story of the day, and I had to say something about it. And my thinking is that we got to get control of guns. I'm not advocating taking anyone's guns away, but we have to try to keep the guns out of the hands of crazy people, mentally ill people. We got to keep guns out of the hands of haters. Okay, this has to stop. This has to stop. Like I said before, many shows, crime is all over the U.S. Crime is all over America, not just in Chicago, but it's everywhere. Like I said before, it has to be a police presence, and we have to have some sort of way of keeping hands out of people who are deranged. You know, I think everybody that gets shot in Chicago, they're shot by someone who is hateful, revengeful, and deranged, crazy, mentally ill, or something along those lines. A rational person wouldn't do that. You know, I mean, I'm a gun owner. There's so many other people out here who own guns. You don't know who's. If you think about it, when you walking down the street, you don't know who has a gun on them. You know, you don't know. You don't know. And a lot of people are carrying guns now. They're carrying something. They're carrying some sort of protection. And I would advocate do that because you never know what's going to happen. But you don't know who's carrying a gun out here. You don't know who's not carrying a gun out here. And I'm talking legally. I'm not talking illegally, even though it does happen illegally. But there's a lot of people out here who are carrying guns legally. But you don't know who's carrying. And they're not. They're just carrying them for protection. They're not out here shooting people up. You know, they're out here to defend their lives. That's why they're carrying them. The Constitution said that, okay? And there's nothing wrong with that, but these are law-abiding citizens. We need to keep the guns out of the hands of those who are not law-abiding citizens. And most of these guys who are shooting up the place, you wonder, how do they get their hands on a gun? You know, they're born criminals. So how do they? Well, a lot of people go to gun shows, purchase a lot of guns, and sell them to gangbangers. That's how some of these criminals get their hands on guns. You know, a law-abiding citizen who has the credentials to buy guns, buy 5 or 6, maybe 100 guns, and then he sells them to the gangbangers and the thugs. That's one way they're getting them. You know, because the reason why I say this is because the police is finding these things out. You know, guys can't go buy a gun. They have they have records, police records, as long as my arm or your arm. No one's going to sell them a gun except for somebody who is gun trafficking guns. And we have to find a way to stop those law-abiding citizens from buying a dozen guns, two or three dozen guns, at the same time. I mean, you can buy a gun on the internet. You can go to Walmart and get a gun. You know, you can order as many guns as you want on Walmart, real guns, super guns, but you cannot pick that gun up unless you have the credentials, FOI card, conceal and carry. You got to have something that's saying that you have not, you know, been convicted of a gun crime. Of course, they're going to take your fingerprints, and they're going to run it through some sort of database, police database, to see if you've done any, shot anybody lately, and gone to jail for it. So but that was something to hear, that nine people were shot in Charleston, South Carolina. Yeah, church. Yeah, and he finally was arrested. They caught the guy. A heartbroken nation's tension turned to mourning Thursday afternoon as news broke that the suspected gunman in the attack on a Charleston, South Carolina church has been arrested. That was good news that they caught the guy, because you don't want the guy out there. From my understanding, he was a committed hater. And the identities of his nine victims were released. Okay? The guy's name is Dylan Roof. He's 21. Allegedly entered the Emmanuel African American Methodist Church during a weekly Bible study. He was there in the church for Bible study. And opened fire around 9 p.m. Wednesday night. Eight people were found shot to death at the scene, police said. Two others were transported to the hospital where they later died. This is terrible. This is terrible. In a statement at the White House, President Barack Obama mourned the victims and lamented the steady stream of mass shootings he has had to address while in office. Yeah, he has addressed a lot of shootings, killings, murderers, mass murder in this country. But I think Obama is partially to blame. I think he's partially to blame. Now, I'm not a Republican. I don't blame him for everything like the Republicans to blame him for. But he has the power. He's the president to put more cops out here on the street. He has the power to saturate these communities. He has the power to get on his bully pulpit and talk to these young men. I think he holds some sort of responsibility that he has not. No, he did not pull the trigger. No, he was not there. But I think Obama has not addressed the crime dilemma fully in the United States. I mean, he's trying to get TPP passed. Yeah, he hasn't addressed it too much lately. But this is a tragedy. This is totally a tragedy. And we do have to address gun laws. Again, I'm not advocating taking away anyone's guns, because if I was advocating taking away someone's guns, hey, they would come take mine away also, and I don't want to do that. So we do have to address these serious, serious problems that seem to go on forever and ever, and nobody is addressing them. I think this is the fault of Obama and Congress, the Republicans. But, you know, Republicans aren't going to do a damn thing about guns in America. Obama, I mean, he's the Democratic president. He's supposed to be challenging, championing Democratic values and ideas and issues. It doesn't seem like it's working that way. I think since Obama's presidency, I think there's been more racism in the city and the United States. I think there's been more killings and massive shootings. And I think, actually, if you ask me if I was better off 4 years ago than I am now, I said I'm worse. I mean, people are worse off. Senseless killings are just, I mean, I keep addressing this issue, especially in Chicago, because every weekend, the violence just seems like it's just relenting and never ending. And I always say, if Obama would come to these crime-plagued areas and talk to these brothers and sisters about putting down the guns, they would do it. These people in these communities, these poor communities, these crime-ridden communities, you know, I mean, they need leadership, and they're not getting it. They need Obama's leadership, but he's not giving it. He's giving lip service. He's talking from a distance. Get up off your ass and go to these communities and dress these people. Go to these community churches. Gather around. Let the thugs come and see you. I mean, you can have your Secret Service details around you. You can have all the protection you want. You can put on a bulletproof vest or something. But come to these areas and address the crime to the people who are actually being affected by it, and address crime to the people who are the perpetrators of it. He's not going to do that. So don't hold your breath on Obama. It ain't going to happen. But that is something to think about. That is something I believe that is something we thought he was going to do when we voted for him. We thought he was going to get out here, but all he does is talk about it, and he talks a good game of it, but it's just talk. He sounds great when he talks. We all agree with the things he say, but it's just talk. We need more action behind those words. Don't just feel sad and remorseful for people who are getting their lives taken away from them. Do something about it. Stop it. But he's not. He's not. Obama is right now is trying to get TPP passed. The House passed it. Terrible trade bill. We all know that. We're going to lose jobs. Unions are going to be busted. Your wage can be lowered. Your pay can be lowered. It's all about. We have so many manufacturing jobs already that's gone overseas. And we're going to have more manufacturing jobs leaving this country if this bill is passed. The House has passed it. The bill is on its way to the Senate. If we want to stop this disastrous bill, call your senator, 202-224-3121, and tell him do not vote for this. Because I just don't understand why Obama is so relentless on passing this. But it's one step away from being law. Once it's law, it cannot be changed. It cannot be changed. And we have these Democrats who voted for it. I think it was 28 Democrats in the House who voted for this disastrous bill. And for those 28 Democrats who have betrayed their state and their constituency, you guys will be voted out. Thrown out, because we know who you are. That's the only thing you can do. If you live in a state where your representative voted for this bill, find a candidate and run against this person, this man or woman, and throw them out. They voted against the America. They voted against you. Throw them out. 28. If you want to know the names of these people who. Go to CNN, and there have plenty of names. They have the names there right there telling you who voted for the bill, for this disastrous bill, 28 of them. That's something. 28 turncoat Democrats voted for this disastrous trade bill. Obama constantly saying that you will not lose jobs over it. But then why will not he let us see the bill? Let us see it so we can make that determination for ourselves. He won't let us see it. He won't let us see what's in it. But he's going to try to pass it over the American people without letting us. Well, it's not that bad. You're not going to lose jobs. It's not going to hurt working people. Then let us see it. Let us make a judgment for ourselves. He won't do it. He's going to run this down our throat. The thing is, Obama is working with the Republicans. on this. He's not working with Democrats on this. He's working with Republicans, John Boehner and Mitch McConnell. These are two Republicans who have destroyed his presidency. These are two Republicans who have... These are two Republicans who have decreased his presidential powers. He doesn't have the powers he used to have because the Republicans sapped him of those powers. And now he's working. It seems like he's working with the enemy on something like this. He's a Democrat. Why is he working with people who despised him? Can't stand him. Talked about him. Talked about his family. Blaming him for everything. I couldn't work with people like that. Hated his guts. But now he's working with Republicans against the American people. 90% of the American people do not want this bad trade bill. Obama is relentlessly trying to, and it may happen, in the Senate. If we don't do something, if we don't call these senators and tell them, I don't care if your senator is a Republican or a Democrat or an independent, it doesn't matter. Call these people and say, do not vote for that bill, because if they vote for the bill, it's going to be a done deal. Obama's going to sign it. Because he wants the power. And we're going to be screwed. We are going to be screwed. The working class, the middle class, the people who get up every day to go to work, to pay their bills, house notes, rent. We're going to be screwed. Republicans, if the Republicans, if they like something, it must be bad for America, and this bill is bad for America. And so many people everywhere is wondering, what in the hell happened to Obama? Why is he doing this? Why is he trying to get something passed without letting the American people see it? Obviously, the Republicans saw it. But some of the Democrats in the House and the Senate, they did not see it. I've always said and advocated Obama is a backdoor Republican. He's working with people who he's working with people who have lied on him, decreased his presidential powers, who have kicked him, spit on him, talked about him, hated him. Now he's working with him. I just couldn't do that. He's working with him, and they're working with him to give him what he wants. So this will be Obama's baby, and it will be John Boehner and Mitch McConnell, which are two Republicans. This will be on their – but they like it. Anything that's hurting the American people, the worker, they love it. Like I said, Obama is saying that the things that we're thinking about the bill is not true. It will not hurt unions. He's saying it will not – send jobs overseas. It will not hurt the middle class. But then, if all of that and more is true, Obama, let us see what's in it. Why so secret? We voted for you. We put you in office. You said your administration was going to be transparent. This is not transparency. This is sneaky. But it's not sneaky anymore because we know about it. But still, he will not let us look at it. He is working with Republicans against the American people to pass this atrocity on you and me and everyone in the United States. This is going to affect us all. You're going to lose jobs. Totally. That's a bottom line. That's the bottom line. It is not good. If he won't let us see it, then it's not good. The only way we learned about Fast Track is that it was leaked. If it wasn't leaked, we wouldn't even know anything about this bad bill, this bad trade deal. It was leaked. And Obama hated that. He didn't like that. We found out about it. Now he's saying it's not that bad of a bill. The people who are saying that it's a bad bill, he's actually calling them liars. I don't know, but this is not bad. This is not good. This is bad, but it's terrible. So if we don't want this bill to pass, we have to contact the senators who are up to vote on this next week. If they vote on this, Obama is surely going to sign it, and it's going to become law. And then what I'm hearing is after it's law, after he signs it, it can't be changed. Give me a break. Anything can be changed. If something's not working properly, you change it. Anything can be changed. I don't care. Nothing's set in stone. So when they say it can't be changed, it can be changed. All you got to do is unchange it. It can be changed. This is George Wilder Jr. of the George Wilder Jr. Show, broadcasting live from Chicago. Thank you. I feel good a little. Anyway, I'm a little bit under the weather, so I'm kind of slurring my words a little bit. But I'm a little bit under the weather, so forgive me. If there's cracks in your audio, forgive me. And we're working on that. And it's just been a whirlwind of news today. It's just been one of those things, you know. The Black Hawks, I mean, they're downtown. I mean, there looks like a million people are blocking traffic downtown. They were at Wrigley Field last night. The celebration was just awesome. I wasn't in the crowd, but, you know, I watched it from afar. We watched it from afar. And it was just awesome. It was just awesome. I mean, people were... The championship brought people of the city together. So, Spike Lee, this is not Chirac. You cannot compare this city to a murderous regime of the Middle East or Syria or any of those. You cannot compare any city in the United States with Iraq. That's totally wrong. But I've talked about this in other shows. So if you want to hear my real feelings on Spike Lee and his Chirac, go back and archive a few of my other shows, or two or three shows back, and I really get in his ass about that, because I don't like my city, this town, being compared to some terrorist nation. We are not that. And I don't like the name, and I curse people who do say, well, it's okay. You either saying that because you don't live in Chicago, or you just have no brains. Pardon me. That's the way I feel. Because I don't think this city should be called Chirac. This is George Wilder Jr. of the George Wilder Jr. Show. I will be right back. Let me see if I can get something going here. All right, here. There we go. Be right back. Stay with me. Big George here. If you have a product or a book that you would like to have advertised on this show, book me up. I will run two spots on this show for you every show date for a month for only $29.99 per month. My show is airing Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, starting at 6 p.m., 90 minutes to 2 hours. Thanks a lot. You are listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show on the Wilder Network, WTTTY, the talk of our times. You miss a show, you will miss a hell of a lot. Thank you for listening and stay with me.
The hardest working man in internet radio is my father, George Wilder Jr., and here he is.
Oh, thank you for that, Denver. Thank you for that marvelous, marvelous introduction. Like I said before, the news day, it's really been a news day here. And it's so much news, I don't know. I don't know which one to start first. But anyway, I'm going to go with what's on the screen. Massive funding cuts will hurt the city. Yeah, they're talking about cuts in Metra. Cuts in Amtrak. Oh, man. And when you have cuts in those kind of that transportation such as that, you have high fares and less service. So things are getting worse under Rauner. That's no doubt about it. The guy is now running commercials on television. The campaign is over. He's running campaign style like ads on television in Illinois, all over the television. I mean, all over, everywhere, every channel. Isn't that hard to believe? And he's been in office, what, 6 months? The guy is just, he's a dictator. He's a dictator wannabe, you know. The legislature in Illinois is doing the right thing. They have a bill on his desk right now, a spending bill, but he will not sign it. If he doesn't sign the spending bill, a whole lot of hell is going to break loose on July 1st. But he doesn't care. He wants his way. He's like a child, you know, stomping his feet because he's not getting what he wants. So he's going to hold these funding, he's going to hold vulnerable people hostage in order to get what he wants. A typical Republican, right? I just don't understand it. And now he's running commercials. That's totally unbelievable. He's bashing the Speaker of the House in Illinois, Mike Madigan. He's bashing Mike Madigan. And Mike Madigan is a typical Democrat, you know. So I guess reporters have asked Mike Madigan if he's going to counteract Rauner's commercials about him. These are really, really negative commercials about the Speaker of the House, Mike Madigan. Mike Madigan hasn't done anything to this guy. Mike Madigan has been trying to work with Rauner. Rauner's not working with anyone. He wants control over the Democratic legislature in Springfield. He can't get that. He wants control over them. He wants total control over everything. The man only been in office 6 months. He never held a governmental office anywhere, anytime, at any of any significance. But yet he comes into Illinois bullying. He's a big bully. That's all he is. And I hope the Democratic legislature do not let this guy bully them. But my thinking is that if Madigan, the Speaker of the House in Illinois, if he doesn't counter this guy's commercial, as always, the Republicans win because we have spineless Democrats. And I'm calling Mike Madigan a spineless Democrat because he refuses to fight fire with fire. You got to fight fire with fire with these Republicans. You just can't let them get away with saying things that are untrue, saying things that are nasty, because if you let them get away, those kind of things could stick to the wall and you will be destroyed. You got to fight this guy on his own turf. You can't say, well, he's saying nasty things about me in a commercial, but I'm not going to run any commercials. You better run a commercial or your ass might be out of office. Republicans are loud. They're bullies. They're awful. But they win. They win because the Democrats are too weak-kneed to fight back. And Madigan can't be soft-spoken. He's got to be just as hard-spoken and heartless as this guy is. But I'm hoping that the legislature in Illinois stand their grounds against this tyrant and bully. He claims, he said he's going to cut everything. But there are some things he cannot cut because some things are just federally funded. He can't do that, nothing about that, but he would like to. And he's got this guy, Sam Zell. He's another millionaire. So he's got the millionaires ready to cut the necks off of the poor people, the middle class. They don't care. And they're making up all kind of crap to try to defend what they're doing, but it ain't happening. You know why? Because we, the people of Illinois, we're not stupid and we're not dumb. And I don't think this commercial is going to do much for Rauner, but make people even dislike him more. Because there's a lot of people in this town who dislike him. Not because of his funding cuts, just because he's just an awful person in general. Okay? He's just an awful person in general. And I'm going to say this again. I hope Democrats don't cave in under this guy because he's got a lot of money. Don't cave in because he's a good speaker. He's a great speaker. He speaks good. He looked like he should have been – the guy probably should have been a radio host. He talks nicely. He sounds educated. But he's like any other Republican. And there's a lot of Republican governors around the United States. I don't know how they got in office or why they should be in office, but they have these right-to-work laws in their country, which only means that you can join a union if you don't have to join a union. Well, the reason why they're busting unions is because the unions have power. They have large memberships that vote Democratic. That's why they're going after unions. They don't like unions. They figure if they bust enough unions, they can stay in office forever. At one point, the Republicans wanted to amend the Constitution so they'd never be out of power. These are some scoundrels. They are some scoundrels. And we have to get them out. And the only way you can do that is to vote. There's a lot of Republicans in the U.S. Congress that are coming up on election. And we can turn the House of Representatives into a Democratic House of Representatives. We can turn the U.S. Senate into a Democratic Senate. But people have to vote. You have to vote. I know that's probably going to irk some people, but hey, we got to do a little bit better than what we're doing now. It's for the rich. Obama's going to be out of there. Thank God. We need somebody with some balls, okay? We need somebody who's going to fight for the people. We need somebody who's going to tell the people to stand up and fight back. Do not give up your dignity. Do not give up your country. But Obama is working with the Republicans. He is working with the Republicans on this TPP, this disastrous trade bill. It's awful. Okay, this is George Wilder Jr. of the George Wilder Jr. Show. Thanks for listening. Thank you for being there. Thank you for podcasting the show. And it is still a lovely day out. It is wonderful. And, I hope it's great where you are, too. It appears that the sun is coming out. It is still 76 degrees near the lakefront in Chicago, where I'm located. In my studio, 639, straight up in Chicago. And I feel good. I really, really feel good. But we have to do something about politicians. Like I said in a few shows back, the only reason why a lot of these governors are in office, Republican governors that are in office around the country, is because people did not vote. Or they didn't vote like they should have. A lot of people were pissed off at the Democrats, which is rightly so, and they decided not to vote. because they figure all politicians are liars, all politicians are corrupt. Not all, but most, okay? So they decided not to vote. But you can't do that. You can't do that. I don't vote Republican, but there's people out here who will vote Republican. And there's a lot of people out here right now, they wish they had not voted for Bruce Rauner, because the things that he's trying to do negatively in this state also are affecting the people who voted for him. But does he care? No, he doesn't care. I remember him saying that he doesn't care. People are going to dislike him. And he said it like he didn't care. He said, well, they're going to dislike me. I'm not going to be a popular. People not only don't dislike him, they hate him. They can't stand him. He's rude. He's obnoxious. He's a dictator. He wants to run everything. And I hope that, like I said before, I hope that Democratic legislature, do not cave in, do not give in to this bully. Because if he does, Illinois is in war. The guy came in saying he's going to turn Illinois around. He's not turning Illinois around. He's turning around into a dump, laying people off their jobs, cutting money from vital programs and giving it to his staff, Robin Hood in reverse. Take from poor and give to the rich. That's his mantra. He doesn't like to talk to the media. He doesn't like to answer questions. I mean, this guy is totally, totally not for Illinois. That's why there's a petition going around the internet as I speak called Illinois Recall Governor Bruce Rauner. They want to throw him out. I signed a petition already to throwing him out of office. We need 600 signatures on that petition to throw him out or to get a recall put on the ballot. Apparently, I'm pretty sure he knows about the recall, but I'm thinking he figures it's nothing, you know. But anytime somebody wants you out of office, I don't care if it's 10 people or 10,000, it's bad. It's bad. And I always said, and I've watched him, and I've studied him. Excuse me. I've watched him, and I've studied him. I think this guy is corrupt. I think he's going to be another politician from Illinois who's going to go to jail. I really believe that because he has that aura about himself, I think, anyway. Okay, this is George Wilder Jr., the George Wilder Jr. Show, broadcasting live from Chicago. I am so fired up. I don't know what to do. I guess a lot of times I'm very passionate about what I'm talking about and what I'm believing in because I think this is the voice of the nation, you know. The talk about times. We have to stand up. We the people, we have to stand up against tyranny. We have to stand up bullying. We have to stand up against politicians that we send to Washington to represent us, and they do not represent us. They are representing themselves. And that is money. They're going there to get rich, not to represent you and I. It's about getting rich and becoming a conservative Democrat or a corporate Democrat. You might as well say Republicans, disguised as Democrats. It's there, and that happened. That really do happen. Republicans running as Democrats so they can get a lot of the Democratic vote because there's more Democrats than there are Republicans. But you wouldn't think that. You would think it's the opposite. We're the 99%ers. The rich guys are the 1%ers. So when the 99% don't, when some of the 99%ers do not vote, that's a vote for the 1%. This is George Wilder Jr. of the George Wilder Jr. Show. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for listening. I'm trying to get through the show the best way I can. I'm glad to be here. I'll be on tonight, the rest of the show tonight, tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday. I will have a guest tomorrow and a guest on Saturday. So stick around for that. Stick around for that. And if you want to chime in on this and you want to something to say, or you have, you know, you want to disagree with me, or just let's sit back and listen. My number is 347-857-1762, and this is the George Wilder Jr. Show. I will be right back. Stay with me. Hey, everyone. This is George Wilder Jr., author and radio host. Follow me right here on Block Talk Radio and the Wilder Network. No topic, like I said before, like I always say, no topic is off limits. Talk about anything you want to talk about within reason. Hey, I love what I'm doing. I love that you're there. I want you to follow me on Facebook, Twitter, Google, my website. I'm all over the place. Glad you're here. Enjoying the show along with me. Just follow me. Hey, everyone. This is George Wilder Jr., author and radio host. This guy who, they caught the guy who shot all those people in that church. They're saying now that he was planning the attack for 6 months. Of course, you have to plan something like that. That's just not spontaneous. Something of that magnitude, I will think you have to plan it. He's a young guy, 21 years old, and he still looks defiant, even in police custody. I'm looking at him on the Huffington Post here. So he's a defiant young man. He's a hater. 21 years old, you think about it. He's a murderer, charged with a hate crime, shooting 9 or 10 people, killing 9 or 10 people. And he looks so defiant, like he's happy that he's done it. I'm looking at a photograph of him. He looks like, so what? Yeah, I did it. Big deal. And he's going to rot in jail. 21 years old, I mean, his life is over. His life is ruined. You know, obviously he's mentally ill. You know, so this is terrible. This is terrible. And this crime is just rampant in this town. Crime is just rampant around the United States. Something has to be done. I don't think Obama's going to do anything about it but give it lip service. Okay, they're cutting budgets everywhere. So that means that there might not be as many police officers on the street as there are now. And that's going to raise crime. And it's going to bring up a lot of questions. They're cutting budgets everywhere. Obviously, the House of Representatives in Washington, they're not going to You know, what am I trying to say? They're not going to release any funding to hire police officers. And that, it's not going to happen. Republicans, they don't care. They don't care. You know, I mean, they probably agree with Spike Lee for calling Chicago Chirac. Oh, it's not bad. I mean, it's not bad. But this guy who shot up the church and killed 9 or 10 people, African-Americans, and also the pastor of the church, who was also a state senator or a state representative. This is bad. This is bad. And also, like I was saying at the beginning of the show, trade wars take new twists after House approves powers for Obama, the House of Representatives. And a majority of the House of Representatives are what? Republicans. And 28 Democrats voted for this disastrous bill. So if you live in a area and these guys are representing you, vote them out. Find someone to run against them. Let them know that they can't take advantage of you and your vote. Because I'm pretty sure a lot of their constituencies are pissed off because they voted for this disastrous bill. These Democrats who voted for this disastrous bill, they're bought and paid for. Some rich person somewhere that donors told them to vote that way. They're probably closet Republicans voted that way. But anyway, if you live in a state and they represent you or a district where they represent you, don't forget this, because most of those guys are up for re-election. Find someone to run against these guys and vote their asses straight out of Congress for their voting against you. Because when they voted for this bill, they voted against you, their constituents. And if you want to call your senator to try to stop this disastrous bill from becoming law next week, here's the number, 202-224-3121. That's the switchboard number in Washington, D.C. I believe it's the Capitol. And just call that and ask to speak to your representative or your senator, no matter if they're Republican or Democrat, and tell them do not. People have been calling in droves. They have. They have been calling, and they have been making progress. Because if you think about it, if people have not been calling, you know, it would have probably been a lot closer of a vote in the House than what it turned out to be. So don't think your call is not going to it's not important. It is important. It's very important. You would think, but you would think these are grown men representing you. You would think you wouldn't have to call and chastise them about who to vote, how to vote, and where to vote. But you do. You do. They're like children. They got to be told what to do. Okay? So that number again, if it's the U.S. Capitol switchboard, call your senator or rep. And that number is 202-224-3121. And say, talk to your senator. Because the House of Representatives, they have already voted. The bill is moved over to the Senate, which they will vote on it next week, from what I'm hearing from the reports. Tell them you don't want that. You don't want that. Obama is working really hard to get this power. And its power he's working hard for is power against the people who put him in office. This guy is such a disappointment. Now he's working against middle-class people, the poor. George Wilder Jr., the George Wilder Jr. Show, thank you very much for listening, podcasting, downloading, and making this show what it is. This is a pretty popular show. Yeah, and this is a pretty popular show. It's a pretty popular show, and I'm proud of it. I love it. I love doing it. And this is Thursday night. I'm doing a show 4 days a week. Friday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The George Wilder Jr. Show, broadcasting on the Wilder Network. The talk of our times. That's what it is. That's what it is. Okay, let's move right along. Let's move right along. This is what you get when you don't vote. A governor who hates ordinary people. And I'm talking about Rauner. When I say ordinary, I'm talking about the poor, the struggling, the people who go to work every day, people who have to ride the trains, walk, or ride their bike to work every day to save gas or whatever. We have to really, really do something about Rauner. So if you want to sign a petition, and I'm talking to people in Illinois right now. If you want to sign that petition, go to thepetitionsite.com and sign that petition to get this guy out of office. You know, even if we get 600,000 signatures, it still may be a hard time of getting this guy out. But it'll send a message to him. It'll send a message. If it doesn't do anything else, it will send a message to Bruce Rauner that he's not welcome in Illinois. Can't have people in the governor office who hate other people, who can't stand to see people go to a doctor or see people getting food stamps because they're hungry, or people getting rental assistance to help them pay their rent so that they do not wind up homeless. This guy's got to go. He's not an Illinoisan. He's not. We need an Illinoisan in the governor's office. He's trying to be like the other governors all around the United States. Evil, mean, and nasty. Busting unions. Cutting all type of programs. Funding cuts. Because they want to see people starve to death. They want to see people dying on the street because they can't get to a doctor. They want to see the mental health facilities shut down, and these people are walking around the street, on the street committing crimes because they should be in a hospital somewhere. They're cutting funding. Anything that's being funded by the government, the Illinois government, is up for grabs for this guy. From my understanding, if they don't come to some kind of compromise, if something isn't done by July 1st, in Illinois, there could be a statewide shutdown, and that's never happened before. A statewide shutdown of this wonderful, wonderful state of Illinois by some guy who never ran for office before in his life. A statewide shutdown. That means some of the state employees will not be getting paid. Funding for a lot of programs will not be funded. It's going to be a mess. This is why I say this guy is destroying the state of Illinois. Totally. He's destroying the state of Illinois. This has never happened. We never had a government shut down before. He's thinking of shutting the government down because he's not getting what he's want. He's going to hold everybody hostage. And right now, the CTA, RTA, Amtrak, all of these people, all of these agencies are bracing for cuts. Even if there's nothing signed, if the funding runs out and nothing signed, they're not going to really be cut. The funding's just going to dry up because Rauner refused to sign the bill on the spending bill that's on his desk. He doesn't want to sign it. If he signs it, these programs can be funded, and they'll keep running. But he doesn't want to sign it because he doesn't. Let me say this: Rauner, Governor Rauner of Illinois, this guy is a billionaire. Sam Zell is a billionaire, and these two people are partners in crime against the middle class. They're partners in crime against the poor. They're partners in crimes against the mentally ill. They're partners in crime against autism. They're partners in crime against anything that needs to be funded in Illinois. They wanted to stop it all. And they're billionaires. These are haters. They don't like people, period. And we've got to get this guy out of office. This is his 6th month, and he has destroyed Illinois. If you disagree with me, call, chime in, and tell me that you disagree with me. I'm always taking your phone calls at 347-857-1762. This is George Wilder Jr., the George Wilder Jr. Show, and I really, really don't like to see this state in the hands of someone like this. He doesn't know what he's doing. He's learning on the fly. He's learning on the curb. This guy's never helped up before. So he's being taught behind closed doors to do this or to do that. He's probably being taught how to draw up and recognize a bill. I mean, he has to be. He's never ran for anything before. He's never ran for a government office. He doesn't know how things work. But he do know how he wants things to work. He wasn't voted in office. He bought the office of governor. He bought it. He purchased it. Still doesn't mean that people does not have to go out to vote. That still means that people do not have to go out and vote. I think if enough people voted, no matter how much money he had, he wouldn't have been in office. I didn't vote for him, but I'm proud that I did not vote for him. But however, the nuts, the fools that did vote for him, I'm suffering for that, for somebody else who did not vote the right way. And a lot of people are. They're suffering for, they voted the right way, but a lot of people did not vote the right way. And a lot of people did not vote, period. And I've always said, if you don't vote your conscience, then you're voting for the bad guy, the Republican. You can sit at home and argue and say, I'm not going to vote. I'm not voting. You don't vote. That is a vote for a Republican. That is a vote for the bad guy. That is a vote against your interest. They love it when we do not vote. This is why they're out to break unions. Because they know unions have power, and they know that unions could keep them out of office. They're not trying to make states right-to-work states because they're nice and passionate and caring. No, they want it to be right-to-work because they want to lessen the power of unions. Period. Suppressing the vote. They want to suppress the vote. That's another, to me, that's another way of suppressing the vote. You know, they're going after unions. Scott Walker went after unions in Wisconsin, and I think he was successful. I don't know how those people voted him back in. He was on a recall list. He was scared and he was shaking in his shoes that they was going to throw him out. But somehow, I don't know, he got his ass back in there, and he's wreaking havoc on unions again. And now he wants to run for president. Oh yeah, speaking of president, Donald Trump has entered the fray. Now it's 12. It's 12 Republicans running for president. Isn't that something? Like I said before, most of them know they're not going to win. They know they're not going to win. They're there for recognition, to raise their profile, to write books, to get their face on television, speaking fees. That's it. Jeb Bush, I don't think he's going to go nowhere. Donald Trump, I had a feeling that they don't want Donald Trump up there on the stage with them. Donald Trump is going to nail them. He's going to nail the rest of them. He wants to be president. because he thinks the world is just screwed up backwards. Screwed up backwards. He's talking about Obama like Obama. You know, one thing about Obama, when people talk about Obama, Obama does not respond back. He does not defend himself. And that's one of the things I don't like about Obama. Republicans have talked about Obama. I mean, they talked about him like he was a low-down nothing. And yet, Obama does not respond. He does not respond to attacks, unfair attacks that they make on him. And I've always said, if you don't respond to an attack, it's going to stick. And it does. He doesn't respond to anything. So I'm pretty sure that Donald Trump is going to say a lot of nasty and negative things about Obama. And Obama's just going to take it. He ain't going to say nothing. I mean, they have talked about Obama's wife. They have called her all kind of gorilla names. And Obama did not come out there and defend his wife against those unfair attacks from Fox News and other Republicans. Now, when they said something, when a Republican says something nasty about Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton came out there to defend his wife. I mean, 24/7, he was defending his wife, defending what they were saying, attacking them back. It's one thing. Obama does not do that. We always felt Obama was above the fray. You know, he's playing chess and they're playing checkers. We said those kind of things. No. It's in his DNA not to be a fighter. Well, anyway, Donald Trump is running, and it should be interesting. It just really should be interesting because he's going to – I mean, if you know Donald Trump and if you heard him talk and heard him speak, you know it's going to be real interesting once the primary and the debates come around. He's going to knock him out of the park. Most of those Republicans don't want him. Because a lot of them can't talk. And for Jeb Bush, we don't need another Bush. We had two Bushes already. Do we need another Bush? No, we don't. But on the Democratic side, you have Hillary Clinton. You have Bernie Sanders. You have O'Malley. And there's another guy from Illinois that's running that you don't hear anything about, but he claims to be in the presidential race. He's an African-American. His name is, I believe his name is Willie Wilson, Willie Dixon or something. But anyway, he's in the presidential race. But you never hear anything about this guy. He campaigned in Illinois for governor at the same time Bruce Rauner was campaigning. But Willie Wilson, I think it's Willie Wilson, he was on the Democratic side of the aisle. And everybody heard him talk, heard him speech, and we thought he was dumb. We thought maybe he didn't have an education, and maybe that's what killed it. But that is not what killed it. The man got a sizable amount of votes. And he's not dumb. There are some people out there who supported him. He came up second behind Rahm Emanuel. Now, well, not second, but third. Let me say third, because I think it was Chuy Garcia who came up second, and it was Willie Wilson who came up third. Okay, he was third. That's not a bad showing, okay? Being in third place is not a bad showing. I think that's the reason why he's running for president of the United States, because he had such a good showing in the governor election 6 months ago. Or was it six and a half months ago? So Donald Trump, I mean, he's a funny guy. I mean, I said something about him on Facebook and some of the other social media sites. But it's interesting. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be really, really interesting. So we're going to look for that. And we're going to look for Donald Trump. But, you know, like I said before, a lot of the Republicans do not want him on stage with them. They don't. Because I think he's going to suck up all the air in the room. Because he's such a colorful, colorful guy. I think he's an idiot. You think he's an idiot. But he's a colorful idiot. What can we say? Okay, we just have to wait for the primaries and the debates. And I don't want to push that. I don't really want to push it. I want to give Obama to try to do something for the people. Give them a chance to do something for the people for a chance. And it's not this TPT or this TAP, whatever they're calling it. It's not that. Because that's going to work against you and me. We're going to feel it. Just like Illinois is going to feel these cuts that a Rauner is proposing and about to make. You know, but like I said before, basically, if that bill on his, if that spending bill on his desk is not signed, the spending is going to stop anyway. Whether he cuts the funding or does anything, it's going to stop because he refused to sign the bill. Legislature done their job. Rauner is not doing his job. His job is busy running low-down, lying commercials on TV about the legislature who have done their job. He's trying to get these people to believe all those lies he's telling in these commercials. His face pops up. You would think he's the most passionate guy in the world. But when that camera goes off, it's proven that he's not. This is George Wilder Jr. of the George Wilder Jr. Show. I have 7-Eleven, straight up Chicago time. It's 68 degrees. It's 68. Yeah, I'm trying to figure out, did I see that right? Yeah, 68 degrees. That means that the temperature is dropping. But it still feels good. I mean, it still feels really, really good. And I feel good. And I hope that a lot of people do call the U.S. Capitol switchboard and talk to your senator. Tell them to stop this awful, awful trade deal bill that's about to go through. And that number is, again, 202-224-3121. And if you want to chime in on anything that I've talked about or just add a little bit of your own, my number is 347-857-1762. But you can always archive or download the show for later and listen to it at your convenience. That's always fun, listening to something at your convenience. That's great. That's wonderful. But if you want to, you know, chime in and give me your thoughts, you know, hopefully you'll join me. But like I said before, I don't have a guest today. I'll have a guest tomorrow, and I have one on Sunday. And I hope you guys join me for that, because that's always fun. That is always fun. For right now, I'm your guest. There's about 16 more minutes left in the show. So let's see what else we can rant about. Alrighty, let's see what we got here. We talked about this trade deal done in secret. Obama is relentless on working with John Boehner, a person who destroyed his administration. And it seems like Obama is kissing John Boehner and Mitch McConnell's ass to get his trade bill passed. That's awful. That's awful. Obama, when this thing passes, if it passes, and I hope it does not pass, because it's going to hurt Americans. There's no doubt about that. I mean, you've probably heard that it's going to hurt. So you know I'm not lying. So when it does pass, you know, I mean, if it does pass, he's just relentless. Why would you work with people who hate your guts against the people who put you in office? There's a photograph on the internet, and you see Obama in, right in the middle. On one side is John Boehner. On the other side is Mitch McConnell, and these guys are working together to hurt you and me and the rest of the American public. Call your senator, whether Republican or Democrat, and say, please do not vote for this disastrous bill. I mean, about 2 or 3 weeks ago, I thought the bill was dead. They were saying Obama was dealt a really embarrassing loss. All of a sudden, they have revived this thing, revived it. They're going to keep bringing it up till it passes. They're going to keep doing it until it passes. Obama is relentlessly trying to do this, relentlessly, if I can say it, trying to pass this bum bill, this bum trade bill, because every trade bill in the past meant the loss of American jobs. Why does he want this? Why is he so relentlessly want to hurt the people who put his blanky ass in office? I can't understand that. I voted for Obama twice. So I have a good reason. I can criticize him, hogs come home. I voted for him twice. The first time, I thought he was going to be the greatest thing ever for African Americans. The second time I voted for him, I only did it to keep Mitt Romney out of office. I held my nose and voted for Obama. I don't know. Actually, Obama's not going to run again, so he has nothing to lose. He can do what he wants. He can say what he wants. But he's working against you and me by putting through this bill, by relentlessly trying to get this bill passed. And if it fails in the Senate, which we all wanted to, we wanted to fail in the Senate, who knows? They might try to revive it again. They're going to keep reviving this bill until it passes. Never heard of such a thing. They're changing the rules on the fly. They're changing the rules just to get this bill passed, just to step on people. And Obama is right there with them. I call him a traitor. I mean, it's a betrayal of the American people. That's all this is. So, if you're out there, if you're an Illinoisan like I am, I've called them already, you know, and because I love this country, I don't want to see it destroyed. I don't want to see corporations and rich people running it and taking over, you know, because if this bill passes, you and I mean nothing. We mean nothing. Again, that number is U.S. Capitol switchboard number in Washington, 202-224-3121. Call your senator and say, do not. I mean, you got a week. You got a whole week. And I'll be reiterating this information on the show tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday. So there's no way you cannot do. I'm not the only one advocating calling your senator. I think every talk show around, every liberal talk show around, it's saying the same thing. Call your senator. Stop this disastrous bill. And for the people, and for those Democrats in the House of Representatives who voted for this bill, throw them out. Find out their names. Find what district they represent. And run someone against them. They're not representing you. They're representing themselves. Because you don't want this. I don't want this. That's one of the things that we have to figure out. We got to stop letting people, we got to stop voting for people who do not represent us. Some of these weak-kneed Democrats do not represent us. I mean, when they're campaigning on the trail, they love you to death. They want your vote. They're begging. But once they get in that office behind closed doors and the money starts flowing, they don't represent you. They're representing themselves. Because it's all about money. That's all it is. It's about money. Not representing you. Because like I said in a previous show, most of these representatives, when they are elected, they go into Congress making They're going into Congress making $174,000 annually. Halfway through their term, they're rich. And once they become rich, they're turncoats. They're not representing you anymore. It's about money. Oh, they'll lie and kiss your baby and all that kind of stuff and bring home a few crumbs. But basically, they're representing themselves. There's too many Democrats. There's too many politicians in Washington on Capitol Hill that are not representing us as people. Because if they were, things would be a lot better around here in your community, your job, your family, the infrastructure. I could go on and on and on. This is George Wilder Jr. of the George Wilder Jr. Show. Thank you, Mir. I don't know why I'm slurring so much. I guess it's just one of those things, maybe. Okay, this is George Wilder Jr. of the George Wilder Jr. Show, broadcasting live from Chicago. I have 7:20 p.m., 67 degrees. It feels great. It looks great. For once in a while, it's not raining. Okay, but don't let me say that too fast, or, you know, keep my fingers crossed of what they say, knock on wood, maybe. Anyway, it's been a great day because I think the camaraderie and the commotion of the Blackhawks, the massive commotion, I think it's died down a little bit. So these guys have really put Chicago on the map, the Chicago Blackhawks. And like I said before, Mike Lee, this is not Chirac. This is a sports town. We love our sports, especially when they win. I mean, because that puts Chicago on the map. You know, I mean, we're not the number one murder capital of the world. We have some problems here. There's no doubt about that. But like I say to everyone out there, this is a wonderful city. This is a great city. It's a beautiful city. Just go downtown in the Loop. Go towards walk towards Lakeshore Drive and see all the beauty. You know, when most people think of Chicago, they think of crime, of course, because it's always all over the news, the internet, it's everywhere. I mean, the senseless crime, it's everywhere. But senseless crime is everywhere, not just Chicago. Just think about what happened in his church. This guy, Caucasian young guy, shot 9 people, including a pastor. He was sitting in on Bible study. And this was a black church. The violence is all over the place. Okay, and President Obama, he's humbling. He's sad. Do something about it, Mr. President. Do something about it before you're out of office. Do something. Don't just give senseless crime in America, don't just give it lip service. Put some action behind those words. There's nobody that can give lip service better than Obama. Nobody can give lip service as better like Obama. We want action, Mr. President, before you leave. Because he can say all the nice things. He can say, he can be remorseful as he can. But being remorseful is not going to take these illegal guns off the street. Being remorseful is not going to stop these gangbangers from killing each other and killing our children. Because the more the president is remorseful over these deaths, the bad guys are still out here shooting. They don't care about you being remorseful or you saying that there has to be something done. If there has to be something done, Mr. President, then get it done. George Wilder Jr., the George Wilder Jr. Show. Let me see. Do we have a smart quiz question here? Okay. It is time for the brainy and clever quiz question of the day. Here we go. Hit it, George. Okay, the smart quiz question for today is, who does a U.S. senator represent? That should be easy. Do you know? Okay, let me read that again, or let me say that again. Who does a U.S. senator represent? Okay, I should have to answer in about a couple of minutes because the show is just about coming to an end. And that's great. Okay, some more things in the news. Okay, we don't have a guest on the show today, but we will have one tomorrow, hopefully. NBC sends Brian Williams to the minors. Okay, so Brian Williams, the news anchor for the nightly news on NBC, will not be back at NBC From my understanding and reports, Lester Holt will take over the nightly news spot. It seems that Brian Williams has been lying too much about the stories he's been covering, and he has admitted as much. So they are sending him to MSNBC. He'll still have a job, but he will not be as, let me see, he will not be as vocal or as visible as he was on the nightly news. Well, at least he's got a job, and he probably thinks he deserves what he's getting, but I'm pretty sure it's going to be low pay and it's going to be less visibility. But, you know, still he has a job. Okay, I see people are gathering and praying and asking God what happened. They're from Charleston, from this Charleston mass shooting. Okay, let me see if I can read this correctly. 5 essential lessons to be learned from the Charleston mass shootings. Okay, well, there's only one lesson to be learned. We need to try to keep guns out of the hands of the mentally ill and out of the hands of those who want to do us harm. Because if we don't do that, you know, this it's going to keep happening. It's going to keep happening. Okay, here we go. It is time for the brainy and clever quiz question of the day. Here we go. Hit it, George. Okay, the question is, the smart quiz question is, who does a U.S. senator represent? And your answer is all the people of that state. A U.S. senator represents all the people of that particular. Someone just whispered in my ear, 90 seconds. A U.S. senator represents all the people of that state. And don't forget that there's 2 senators to each state. All right. This has been George Wilder Jr. of the George Wilder Jr. Show. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being there. I'll see you tomorrow. Let me see if I can. Let me see what's happening here. I'm just about off the air. Bing, 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 bing. Okay. I'm on Zoom. See you tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being here. Bye-bye. Thank you.